This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. Great morning. Have you looked out the window yet? It is gorgeous out there right now. Cool and brisk like a late February day ought to be. And just a wonderful day for gardening. I posted on my Facebook page this morning, this is the great time to be planting cool season color. Things that can handle a little bit of frost, but that really need the cool weather. You know, things like petunias, people plant in April, and that's just a sad thing. It's too late. This is the time to plant petunias and sweet alyssum and poppies and larkspurs and other plants that like the cool. You can still get some beautiful color out of a Swiss chard, and you'll find it in a lot of garden centers. You may have to go into independent retail garden centers, and that's a good thing. So give us a call, if you will. This is our program to help you with the plants at your place. We are live this morning until 10 o'clock. I will explain that in just a moment, but the phone numbers for the live part of the program would be 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon customers, hit the pound sign, and then 820, and that'll bring you right through to our phone lines. Randy Williams is running the board, met Randy's lovely mom in Athens Thursday night, and what a sweet person she is. I bragged on her son, and she just kind of stood there and beamed, and that's kind of fun. We have also screening calls from you today. Jackie Peel, a master gardener and a professional landscape designer, and we also have RJ Williams, who would like to be a professional landscape designer. I'll just ask him if that's the case next break. Anyway, they're there to screen calls, and we'd love to have you give us a call. Again, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Verizon is the pound sign and 820. Please call now. Call to get on the air. Please don't call late in the program. Today is a very special day in our family. It is the birthday of our 8-year-old granddaughter, Audrey Ann Sperry, our first granddaughter, and our son Brian and Tina's oldest child. And for one of her birthday wishes, and she had very few, one of them was, could baby Nolan be baptized on my birthday since it's a Sunday? And that's what's happening this morning. And so my third hour is a best of hour between 10 and 11, so I can get to church on time for once. And so call between now and 10, please. I'm here live, and I'd love to hear from you. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon is the pound sign, 820, and we're here to talk plants. Give us a call right now, please. Let me give you the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Ryder. Ryder is really cute. I called my wife to the computer last night. I said, you got to see my pet today. He's a 1-year-old schnauzer mix with a sweet, happy disposition. He's extremely friendly and smart. Ryder is well-mannered. He knows how to sit, shake, lie down, and sit up. He loves to show off all his tricks, especially when treats are involved. Ryder enjoys the great outdoors and playtime. He'd be best with kids over 12 years of age, as he tends to get kind of carried away sometimes. Ryder likes to walk in the park. He likes cuddle time, and he's already housebroken, crate trained, and obedience trained. He's better than most teenagers, it sounds like. He's quite a character and will keep you amused every day. Ryder promises to put a smile on your face if you come adopt him right away. To see Ryder and all the other animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, they have a wonderful website, and that is spca.org. And then to see each of the pets available, that's spca.org/findapet. No hyphens or anything, just all run together. SPCA.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Ryder has already been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for meet and greet before adopting a new dog. Reliable Ryder's waiting for his new forever owners to come meet him at the SPCA in McKinney. That's 8411 Stacy Road, Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer Road. He's telling all his dog buddies, hey, I'll see you later. I'm probably springing out of this place today. They're coming to get me. And that will be noon o'clock today, noon until 6, 7 days a week. RYDER. You need to see Ryder on the website, spca.org/findapet, and you'll be out there at 12:00 to adopt him. And they invite you also to their new location in the Dallas area at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Regular hours also there, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Half Price Books is the sponsor of the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. In 1972, a small dream born out of love of reading and an appreciation for the value of gently used books gave rise to this small dream, and that one little used bookstore grew into 115 half-price books in 16 states. In the Metroplex, we have 20 neighborhood stores, and they are way cool. If you have never been in half-price books, they're so much different than so many other bookstores. First of all, you can find help, and the help knows the merchandise, even though the merchandise is different from store to store to store, and even though the merchandise changes daily. You know, there are a lot of one-of-a-kind titles in any given half-price bookstore. You go in and you see it and you say, yeah, I might wait. I'll pick it up some other time, and it won't be there another time. Somebody else will say, wow, look what I found. And away it'll be gone. They're treasures. You need to go into half-price books more than one time. You need to go back frequently. I find different music every time I go in. I tend to end up in the music side of the store about as much as I do in the reading side. I like classical music. And where are you going to go to find wonderful CDs of classical music? I go to Half Price Books. It's just great. And it works both ways. If you have gently used books or CDs or videos, take them to Half Price Books. They'll give you a fair price. You can either redeem it for cash and head out of the store to go do something else. Most people, I suspect, turn right around and reinvest in new treasures. Look at their collectibles as well. These are great stores. 40 years of Half Price Books. Happy birthday. Take a journey with them this year as they look back on their history at HPB.com. You can also find the store nearest you by going to that website, HPB.com, Half Price Books.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, one and all, very, very much. Must be interesting for Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music to hear his voice, hear me extolling his virtues with Hooper Music, and to know that he produced that music. That's kind of cool. That would be fun sometime. Maybe in another life I'll be musical. That would be nice. We are here. We're ready to take calls, and we have a couple of lines open, kind of quiet as we start out the morning. Everybody's sleeping in late so they can stay up late and watch the Oscars and Jimmy Kimmel and all the rest of it. The phone numbers, one more time, then we're going to those phones. 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon number is #820. And we start with Reuben in Valley Mills. Reuben, good morning and welcome. Thank you for calling.
How are you doing today?
I'm just doing super. It's going to be a great family day. How can I help you?
Okay. I just moved to Valley Mills 10 years ago, and I've tried to plant a fruit tree once a year, at least a couple of them, and most of them have died out. I planted some pecan trees 3 years ago, and they were about 5 feet tall, and now they're only about 7 feet tall. Are they growing at a normal rate?
Okay,
during the drought last year?
What kind of trees did you say those are?
Pecans.
Pecans. I'm sorry?
Soft shell pecans.
Okay. The kicker in planting fruit trees and pecan trees is when you plant them, you want to buy trees that are 3 to 4 feet tall for fruit trees, or 3 to 5 feet, 4 to 5 would be fine, and then 4 to 6 feet for pecans. And then when you plant them, if they have been bare-rooted, now if they're out of pots and you don't have to do quite as much, but if they've been bare-rooted, you need to prune them back by half. You need to cut them back by half. If they're 6 feet when you buy them, you cut them back to 3 feet. And the reason for that is there's so much root loss when a tree is bare-rooted. If you get it in a container, all the roots are there, so that kind of negates what I said. That's not... And how long ago were the pecans planted? They weren't planted 10 years ago. I missed that one.
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago, and to add 2 feet. Did you prune them at the time of planting?
No, I didn't.
All right. That's why they're stalled. And that can be a fatal stall if we don't do that. It just slows them down so while they reestablish. At this point, I think what I would do is put an all-nitrogen fertilizer on them sometime in the middle of, you're farther south. I would do it to... Valley Mills is McLennan County, am I right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, I'm making sure I have the right city. I would fertilize about the 1st of March, 1st of April, 1st of May with an all-nitrogen fertilizer, and then keep them moist, keep them properly watered, and you should see some good vigorous growth this year. You would expect to get probably 6 or 8 or 12 inches out of new growth each year for these
all
first
right.
few years.
Should I keep them watered in the winter also? Or?
You just don't let them get dry. They don't need to be sitting in a pool of water all the time, but you also don't want to let the soil get dry. When your soil changes color, when it's dry to the touch, it's time to water, whatever the time of year, 12 months a year.
Right.
I'm glad you called, Reuben. Good luck, Dale.
Can I ask one second question?
Sure.
I planted some pear trees about 10 years ago, and I didn't straighten them up, and they're leaning about a 30-degree angle. Is there anything to do with them now to straighten them up or just let them go?
You have to let them go. The only way that you can get any tree straight after it's been planted, and I had to do this with a couple little maple trees. I thought they were small enough that they didn't need to be staked, and they tipped over the course of the summer, the prevailing winds. You need to keep them rigid at the time of planting, because once they get off plumb, later, if they slip off plumb, you have to dig and reset them, and that sets them back whatever length of time it's been since they were planted. I would just endure it. That's too bad. I hate to look at a tree that is leaning. I did for a year, and I know I hate to look at them. It makes you mad because you didn't do it, didn't stake them at the time. I'm guilty. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to Neil.
Thank you,
Reuben, very much. Let's go to any staking you do is only temporary. As soon as you release it, they'll go right back. So it's totally useless. Sometimes you can prune them to get them to regrow and fill back in. In a moment, we will go to Jim in Saginaw, Jonathan in Forney, and that leaves us with an open line. If you'd like to call right now, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Verizon is #820. Call now, please. This is a great time to visit Creative Water Gardens. It's North Texas' largest water gardening nursery. With more than 1 acre of display ponds, waterfalls, fountains, and pottery, it's a glorious place. It's one of the real inspirations in gardening. Have you ever considered a water feature for your home? There's so many options. Go visit Creative Water Gardens and stroll around to get ideas for the spring. Their helpful staff will work with you. Right now, stock up on cold weather food for your hardy goldfish and koi, or call to have your pond cleaned for the spring. They have everything you need to build your own backyard oasis, so they can do it for you. It's a really unusual, interesting, and fun nursery. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and they are closed on Sundays and Mondays. So make note of where they are. They are just a few blocks off LBJ Freeway in Garland. 2125 West Kingsley. 2125 West Kingsley at the corner of Garland Road. For more information on Creative Water Gardens, go to creativewatergardens.net. Creativewatergardens.net. Think of a fish net. There you are. And call, make plans for your design for your oasis. Call them on Tuesday. They'll give you directions to their store if you need them. 972-271-1411. 972-271-1411. Creativewatergardens.net.
Recent rains have eased our drought conditions, but they've made things even tougher for our foundations. Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Rainwater causes heavy clay soils to expand, and we have foundation issues. You need to call Advanced. Their patented ProLift foundation repair system is backed with a transferable lifetime warranty. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right, let me tell you right now about Bonide Prozone Weed Beater Complete. If you want a perfect lawn, you need to stop those weeds before they take over. Bonide makes that happen with Prozone Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product that prevents weed seeds from germinating and kills the weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and broadleafed weeds like clover, creeping Charlie, and dandelions are no match for Weed Beater Complete. In fact, Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and shoots of a weed, killing it before it can get started or after the weeds start to grow. It's available in a convenient granular form for easy spreader applications. Don't let weeds take over your lawn. Get Weed Beater. Bonide's Prozone Weed Beater Complete for a picture-perfect lawn. Find Weed Beater Complete at these fine stores: Lawnland in Denton, Guerin's Nursery in Granbury, and the Plant Shed in Fort Worth, and all across the Metroplex. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you, B-O-N-I-D-E. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Android, or download it directly to your computer. Bonide.com, it's Bonide Prozone Weed Beater Complete.
Create the outdoor oasis you imagine. Encore azaleas add bright, beautiful color to your garden in spring, summer, and fall. Plant any of Encore Azalea's 25 bloom colors and sizes today and enjoy beautiful azalea blooms in spring, summer, and fall. Visit EncoreAzalea.com now to find a garden center near you. Encore Azalea, the world's best-selling azalea. Ask for Encore Azalea by name.
What is scoliosis? Scoliosis is a disorder of the spine in which the vertebrae actually rotate and a curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. The Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7 years, now seven plus. I know they were there very actively working when we were there with our daughter on another illness. It almost took her life, in fact. I guess you've heard me say that Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved by their wonderful doctors. And while we were there those 17 days, we noticed a lot of activity at the Baylor Scoliosis Center, and I asked some questions, and I was really impressed. People were coming from all over the world. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the Scully Score test, a member of the physician's office team will take a saliva sample for your child from your child and then send the sample to the lab for analysis. Physicians should receive results within 2 weeks, and the information can be used by your physician to help create a personalized treatment plan for your child. It's ideal for children between ages 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. Visit the Baylor Scoliosis Center.com, or you can call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Again, the website, the Baylor Scoliosis Center.com. It's at Baylor Plano. All right, back to our phone lines now, and we go to Jim in Saginaw. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I've called in the past, and you've told me that by pruning up my live oak trees, I might be able to get grass to grow underneath them. My house faces east, or the front of my house, and I've tried planting Bermuda before, and it never would come up. Now, this last winter, my wife threw out a bunch of bird seed because she felt sorry for the birds. And all that has come up. Should I retry planting my Bermuda?
Only if you're a masochist.
Okay.
No. Bermuda has has zero chance of surviving up under a live oak, Jim. Bermuda needs 8 hours of direct sunlight a day to grow and thrive. 8 hours is almost full sun. And live oaks are spreading trees that cast heavy, heavy shade. I cannot in my wildest dream imagine that I encourage you at all to try to grow Bermuda beneath a live oak merely by pruning. If it's a marginal thing out around the edge where you've got ground cover up under the live oak and you just need a little more sunlight at the edge so that you don't have to expand the ground cover bed, then maybe a little bit of selective pruning might have helped Bermuda, but not up under the tree. The bird seed would germinate in a wet paper towel in a closet. Seriously, okay. I'm not really kidding. It would.
Well, I just didn't know because
I understand. It's a very valid question, but the Bermuda seed requires the sunlight, and so what if it germinates? It probably would germinate, and you'd be all excited for about 10 days, and then it suddenly would say, wow, where did we wake up? And they'd check out. They'd be gone. Even St. Augustine has a hard time establishing in heavy shade. It's by far the most asked question I get on lawns. What do I do with all this shade?
And how about the soy grass or whatever?
Zoysia? St. Yeah. Augustine is your most shade-tolerant grass. Zoysia is intermediate to Bermuda. Jim, hear me. I'm going to sound really blunt, and I'm doing this with my arm around your shoulder, friend to friend. It is a waste of money to keep trying grass where grass fails if you have heavy shade. If you can look at a shaded area, and if it's like a bullseye with the center of the dead grass being where the trunk of the tree is, in other words, the heavier the shade, the more the grass has died out, bingo, we got the problem. And there's just nothing you can do. There's no grass that will grow in that kind of shade. That's why Texas Stadium and the Astrodome had to go to artificial turf. They couldn't make it happen. I watched that research at A&M in the 1960s, and I did the same thing you did. I kept trying St. Augustine in my case, thinking, well, I'll trim another limb, and I finally wore out. I'm not taking any more branches off, and I just changed over to ground cover. Anybody who has shade trees eventually gets where you are, and that's when you kind of redesign your landscape.
What's the best ground cover?
Well, I have a lot of a ground cover that's called Mondo grass or monkey grass. It's not a true grass. You don't mow it and walk on it, but I have about a quarter acre of it. We're in the country, and over the years, I have grown my own. In fact, I'm adding another.
Well, but in Saginaw, see, you have a height limit, and they'll fine you if your grass gets too high.
Okay, you go for a variance at City Hall. You say, I can't grow grass there. You want bare ground and mud, or what do I do? And they'll say, you can replace the grass with the ground cover. This becomes landscaping. It's not a grass.
Okay.
It's not a grass that has to be mowed. In fact, I'm sure that they have a landscape ordinance that allows landscaping. If you were to landscape your whole front yard and take out all of the grass, they would be willing to let you do that if you kept it neat. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that this becomes landscaping, not turf. That's I didn't mean to slam Saginaw. They've covered that.
Well, I just one year when it was raining so much, I couldn't get the mower out to mow.
You heard from them.
And I heard from them. I mean, every other day it was raining.
Do you get the sense everybody's yelling at you?
Yeah. So I just thought I'd try to, because I couldn't understand why the birdseed germinated and is actually
Please don't frustrate yourself anymore. The live oak is worth a lot of money. If you will go to my website, neilsperry.com, or if you're on Facebook, if you'll look in the notes section of my Facebook page, you'll see what took me a couple of hours to write on how to deal with shade and turf grass and the replacements thereof. It's a lot of information, a lot more than I can go into here, both on my website and the most asked questions.
I understand.
Okay, I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. All right, we will come back to go to Jonathan in Forney. We'll take several calls in our next segment. I'm going to get us right on track here to go to Jerry Overton in the news, and we'll tell you first about Dallas Plumbing. And Dallas Plumbing is so much more than just Dallas Plumbing. It's Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They haven't changed the official name of the business. I don't know why they haven't, but I'll make a bet. I'll bet it's because that's the name that they have used since 1903. I wouldn't be changing the name of my business either. I'd go ahead and amplify on it when I had somebody like Neil doing an ad for me. I'd say, yeah, please say Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. But the official name is Dallas Plumbing because in 1903, the Downs family started the business in downtown Dallas, and the fourth generation now owns and operates the business, and they are really nice people. This is the top Dallas-Fort Worth plumbing, air, and heat choice by Best Pick Report of top quality home service providers. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence many, many years. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. That would be Dallas Plumbing Company. Come see the new designer and famous brand kitchen faucets and sinks and toilets and much more on display in their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's where we bought all the fixtures for our home years ago when we remodeled. It's great. We went there because our builder recommended them. I never dreamed I'd be coming back later, and we've loved that relationship ever since. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to the plumbing. Go in and talk to the experts first, and if you need help installing what you buy there, hey, guess what? They can do that for you. For information, call 214-340-6300, or you can go to the website dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300, or dallasplumbing.com. Look for their orange and black trucks. They're probably in your neighborhood right now. Dallas Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning, dallasplumbing.com. My magazine office is a very old building, built in 1927. It's in the historic district of McKinney. It was a home. It served as the McKinney Public Library for 20 years. That's kind of cool. But old homes develop new problems, and I thought we had termites in our building, and I found out it was a couple of kinds of ants. Busy Bees Pest Control came, and they will be taking care of the ants for us. And they were very honest, they were very affordable, they were very quick to serve, and they're very good. A couple of years ago, I kind of needed a pest elimination company as a sponsor after the change of radio stations, and a friend of mine who happens to work for one of the universities in entomology, I'm not getting any more specific than that, don't want to embarrass anybody or imply an endorsement, said, you really need to talk to Busy Bees. They're known to be the best. And I've had several people in competing smaller companies who said, yeah, they are the best. They're big. I'm starting, and I'm going to be that good too someday. Now, that's the stuff that isn't on my ad copy, and that's why I'm happy. There's not a thing I have told you so far about Busy Bees that appears on my ad copy. They've been in business here that comes 1967. Since 97, they've grown from a small company to a large company with I think 50 people. They even have the bed bug detection dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They handle all forms of pest elimination, and they are good, and they're going to be working at my office in the next week or so. Busy Bees can supply their customers the best in pest problem solutions. Do what I did. Call Busy Bees, 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. Toll free, 800-INSECTS. 1-800-INSECTS. Or in Fort Worth, call 817-838-7311. It's a one-location business, but they just have that great toll-free number, 1-800-INSECTS, or visit them online on the web at busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:33. Department of Defense expects an 8% cut to its budget, and a Texas senator worrying about the effect on contractors in the Metroplex. Republican John Cornyn sits on the Armed Services Committee.
This is a jobs issue at a time when jobs are at a premium and when unemployment is too high. But it also demonstrates how a lot of our federal government's policies are counterproductive when it comes to job creation here.
Now, Cornyn says he supports cuts to spending, but says budget negotiators should look for more broadly for savings across the federal government. A 10-mile chain has been thrown up around central Moscow, and the links are human. Thousands of people holding hands along the Garden Ring. It's the latest protest against Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Putin running for president March 4th, and protesters are demanding a free and fair election. And tens of thousands of Syrian refugees have found their way to Jordan as they flee 11 months of violence in their homeland. Jordan now says it hosts over 80,000 Syrian refugees, and some 73,000 of them have entered the country legally across Jordan's northern border. WBAP News Time now, 8:35.
In Dallas, seeing an accident over on Marsh Lane. It's going to be on that southbound side. Right there as you're approaching 635, so to look for a delay there. Also over in Arlington, westbound I-20 at Matlock, watching a crash there. It should be close to being cleared off of the roadway. This report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
And the WBAP weather in touch forecast. Sunny with a high near 65 today. Tonight, the clouds are going to start moving back in. We'll drop down to 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 64. Chance of showers in the afternoon. And Tuesday, a little better chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 76. Right now, mostly sunny skies. It's 46 degrees at DFW Airport. 835, I'm Jerry Overton. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Let me tell you right now about North Haven Gardens. This is a joy. I know they're going to have some folks turn out today on a beautiful day like today, and they are ready for you. A giant shipment of Texas tough plants has arrived at North Haven Gardens. You won't find a better selection of drought-tolerant shrubs and small trees anywhere else in town. If these are plants that are calling your name, this is the place you need to go. And it's just a sample of what you'll find this week at North Haven Gardens. Mexican plum, agave, vitex, desert willow, and Texas mountain laurel. Leave it to North Haven Gardens to have everything you could possibly want. A 9-acre nursery and a fun place to shop. You can go in every week and you'll find different things there. North Haven Gardens has a fresh selection of heat-hardy perennials in stock. Salvias like indigo spires and cedar sage. They have ruellia, rudbeckia, and much, much more. And the Spring Rose Festival will be next weekend, March 3 and 4, and more than 200 rose varieties will be available. The doors will open at 7 on Saturday and 8 on Sunday. Oh my goodness. And the first 50 people each day will receive either one bag free of Vital Earth Rose Mix or one quart of Nature's Guide Root Stimulator. There'll be a class on how to plant a rose garden. And you can purchase breakfast tacos at 10 Star Taco Taxi on Saturday until 10. What an event. And that starts at 7 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. First 50 people each day get one of those gifts. Visit NHG.com for a full weekend schedule and the This Just In page for more information on new arrivals. That's NHG.com, North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. It's just a block west of Central on North Haven Road. 214-363-5316. That's NHG.com for North Haven Gardens.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Rely on Dalworth Clean to clean, restore, repair, and even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 31 years, and right now you pay only $29 per area to have five areas or more of carpet cleaned. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings or call tomorrow, 267-8433. That's 817 or 214 or 972, then 267-8433. Count on Dalworth Quality and Service. They won the Consumer's Choice Award 6 years in a row. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Oh, and let me tell you about Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Dalworth Carpet Cleaning was the original company 37 years ago, I guess now, and Dalworth Fine Floors is a couple of years old. It's one of the latest things they've added into the repertoire, and it is a glorious carpet and flooring store. Carpets, the most beautiful carpets you've ever seen. I was telling a decorator about that the other day. And all the hardwood floors and the tile floors you could want. Justin Sifford is the manager. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. That's 817-520-1400. Now, the stores and Dalworth Clean are closed on Sundays, but make note that you can contact them tomorrow. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. Book online at Dalworth.com and to call for the carpet cleaning special or anything else from Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. Dalworth Clean.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. And let's go back to our phone lines. We have Jonathan in Forney. Jonathan, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, yes, sir. It's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
I've got about an acre and a half out here in Forney. And I've got
solid Bermuda across the whole entire property area. And I had, this past Thursday, a lawn company came out, and they sprayed what they told me was a pre-emergent across the whole yard. It's supposed to control the broadleaf, the crabgrass, the hemnet, and a bunch of, and so, they said, according to them, over 200 other weeds. And they said to water it in 7 to 10 days and then scout my yard. And I've heard mixed reviews on scalping a yard, and I kind of want to know, should I wait to water it in first? So I wait for Mother Nature to water it in this Tuesday and then scalp it, or should I go and scalp it and then have it watered in Tuesday?
Okay. Jonathan, I think I would very much follow their recommendations, and I'll tell you why. Products vary a great deal. And when you started out your conversation with the word, the phrase pre-emergent, and then you started talking about killing a henbit and, oh, I forget what else you mentioned, that are existing weeds, that's not a pre-emergent. If it's going after those, that's a post-emergent, and that means it may need to stay on their foliage for a little while. I don't know what the active ingredient or ingredients was or were, but I'd follow their directions completely. They're the ones who know their product very well, and that way if things don't work, I'll bet they will work, but if things don't work the way that they had claimed they would, you do have recourse. If you start doing something differently, well, we told you not to do that, then they're not gonna honor it. My guess is that you'll be really happy with the results, and I would just do that. And in terms of watering things in and Mother Nature, Mother Nature is a wonderful friend, but she's kind of fickle like a lot of our friends, and so I don't know that I would ever count on rain 2 days from now doing anything. I watch weather.com on my iPhone all the time, several times a day. It's amazing to me how it changes from morning to noon for 2 or 3 days out, and I look at the 10-day forecast, and it's just kind of like, man, am I in the same city? It seems like it changes drastically, so I would just sit tight. But water when they said, unless it has recently rained, and then go for it. I'll bet you'll have good results.
I also got a lot of pointer grass. I believe that's what you call it, pointer grass.
Well, there's a lot of Poa annua right now, if that might be what he's talking about. I don't know anything named pointer grass. Spear grass comes up later in the spring. I don't know that you would have that in Forney. But, you know, to the point, follow his directions and stay with it. He's the one reading right off the label what he needs to tell you, and so go with that.
All right, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting. Let's go to Maurice in Rockwall. Maurice, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
Neil, I have a well-known tree and lawn shrub company that comes out and does some scheduled maintenance for me for my trees. They do the fertilizing and mm-hmm. the insecticide. Then I had another gentleman who came to the property, and prior to him coming to the door, he had looked at the trees and things and came, knocked on the door to offer me his service. I told him that I currently had a tree service. He said, "Well, why does these oak trees have oak gall if you have someone treating your trees?" I didn't have a good answer for that. He said, "I can take care of that." And I went back to my guys and told them the situation.
I hope they left.
I told these guys, I said, "Why do the trees have oak gall?" They said, "There's nothing that you can do for that."
Yeah.
So I wanted
trust
to get
them,
a definitive
trust them,
answer.
Trust them. Trust them. They're exactly right. The second guy was going to spray something and then leave town. He's not going to do you one bit of good. There is absolutely nothing you can do to lighten the population of oak gall. There are 800 kinds of galls on the oak on various oaks in the world. We have woolly oak and woody oak and whatever the big one is that gets on Schumard red oak and all the different galls, and they are harmless, first of all, a little ugly and nothing you want. But they're harmless, and there is no control. That's the thing. And anybody who claims that they have a control is leading you down the path. Don't go there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called.
And stick with your first team, because it sounds like they are on track with you. Sounds like they're doing what they need to. Thanks for calling. All right, Brian and Euless, you'll be coming up next. We had one gentleman who dropped off his tomato question will go unanswered. So we have a couple of lines open suddenly, and that would be at 214-787-1820. Call right now. Brian, you'll be up right after this break. 214-787-1820. If you're outside the Metroplex, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, it's #820. So you have those three ways of reaching us, and we have a couple of lines open for you right now. Jackie Peel is screening calls for me, RJ Williams, Randy Williams running the boards. We have a great team for you. Get involved. Give us a call. Shades of Green invites you to come in and shop to your heart's content for trees. Shades of Green has more than 40 varieties of trees to offer, and they also plant and guarantee those trees for you so you can get the best of all worlds there. Fresh from their farm, they have beautiful Shantung maples, lacy oak, live oak, Chinese pistachio, Mexican plum, and others. Shades of Green is definitely the right place for the right plant. Rob Weir sees to that. They have more than 7 acres of plants, from organic herbs to specimen trees. And they specialize in drought-tolerant plants and hard-to-find varieties. Their annual spring open house will be coming up this Saturday, March 3. It's an event that you don't want to miss. They will be running specials all day long. Shades of Green, Inc. is now scheduling mini landscape consultations held on Saturdays, beginning March 3 through April 28. You need to reserve your spot early. Their phone number is not on my sheet here, so I guess you'll have to go out to reserve it, or maybe on the web. ShadesOfGreenInc.com. ShadesOfGreenInc.com. And that's a wonderful garden center. They're located in what used to be the country in Frisco. It's a new address. They didn't move. They're right there beside Centennial High School. But they were there first, and everything got renumbered somehow when Coit got fixed up. They're at 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. ShadesOfGreenInc.com. Shop today. Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco.
Dixon Brothers is your resource for anything that touches water, including Atlantic rainwater harvesting products. With current drought conditions and water restrictions, capturing and storing rainwater to use later is more important than ever. Whether you need a small rain barrel or a large in-ground cistern, Dixon Brothers has everything you need to capture, store, and reuse rain or storm water. You get to help the planet while saving money on your water bill. Give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537 to get started so you don't lose another precious drop of rain down that storm drain. An Atlantic rainwater harvesting system from Dixon Brothers lets you become part of the drought solution, conserving rainwater for future use, cutting down on your monthly water bill, and in some areas, even qualifying for tax credits. Dixon Brothers is the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hello, I am Zach and I am a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life was miserable. I didn't know which way I was going to turn, where I was going to be, what I was going to do. I was always living for the next drug, the next high, and it really wasn't fun for me. Before a student comes into Serenity, they have to go to an interview process with our principal. When I was in that interview, I was on my last leg and I needed to be in this school. I needed to stay sober. As of today, I am almost a year and a half sober. When a new person comes into Serenity, I am able to share my experience, strength, and hope with another struggling addict so that he or she may benefit themselves. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Zach, very, very much. I love that school. It is my favorite place to get to volunteer. Thank you. Let me tell you right now about Lentz Landscape Lighting, and I'm just going to tell you, 8:30 in the morning, they're coming to my house. They are coming to my house, and I'm getting retrofit from the old standard lamps in the front half of our landscape to LED lighting. Dick Lentz was out last week, and he said, Neil, I really want you to try this. It is an energy savings. It will look beautiful. They are smaller fixtures. They are absolutely state-of-the-art, and it's been a long time since our Lentz Landscape Lighting went in. It's been 20 years. Some of the lamps over that time have aged, and as lighting ages, it doesn't put out quite as much light. We're going to see a beautiful garden after they redo it. Lentz Landscape Lighting is like icing on the cake. It is a beautiful way to upgrade your landscape. I can't wait for them to be here tomorrow. Their pros know exactly where to spot the lights, and it is really charming. This will be the landscape lighting that they installed 21 years ago, I think it was. I've told you so many times about it. When Dick came back, we went out to dinner. We came back about 10 o'clock. It was in June, and he sent his friend in to hit the switch, turn them on, and my mouth just dropped open. It was so glorious. They had installed them in the daytime. They knew that well where to put the lights, and it gave me full moonlight 365 nights a year, even when it was misty and snowy and cloudy and everything else. Every night we've had full moonlight thanks to Lentz Landscape Lighting. You can do the very same thing. Here's a number. Get involved. You'll love it. They're beautiful. 972-241-0622. LentzLandscapeLighting.com. LENTZ. LentzLandscapeLighting.com. 972-241-0622. Brian in Euless, this is Neil. Thanks for calling. How can I help you now?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure what it's called. I've always heard it called Dallas grass. Mm-hmm. It's a, you got your nice St. Augustine and Bermuda, and then also there's these round clumps, and they're blades of grass. They don't get very tall, but they have these little sprigs that stick up.
Sprigs stick up about 2 days after you mow.
Right.
Yeah, and for others who are listening, those sprigs become seed heads very, very quickly between mowings, and the seeds are kind of like an old-fashioned electric pole or telephone pole with the cross arms, and then you see little flat discs that are the seeds with black specks on them. That is Dallas grass, DallisGrass, one word. And Dallas grass is a horrible invader in St. Augustine. And now, because we've lost one of our weed killers, it's a horrible invader in Bermuda grass lawns.
What do I do?
Okay. There is no product you can use on Dallas grass that will not also kill the other lawn grass, the permanent lawn grass there. That's always been the problem with St. Augustine. And once we lost MSMA, it became a problem also for Bermuda. So you have two options, Brian, and neither of them is perfect, but both of them are doable. One of them, I don't know which one I hate worse. One of them is to hand dig the clumps. And the other one is to spot treat with a glyphosate spray, like Roundup, the original Roundup that just had glyphosate in it. And that will kill the Dallas grass. And if you use a pump sprayer, you can be pretty precise on where you apply it so that it will basically just kill the Dallas grass. You'll have a dead area in your lawn, but it will kill the Dallas grass. You want the original Roundup because it is not active in the soil. It does not go in and contaminate the soil. Other products that have been put into the Roundup line do. So ask for the original Roundup or look on the label for the glyphosate. Just that's the only active ingredient.
And how long will that leave a dead spot?
Until the grass covers back over, but there's nothing in the soil to contaminate the soil.
Okay.
So for example, it takes about 10 days for it to kill the Dallas grass. Let's say you wait your 10 or 12 days, then you can dig out the dead Dallas grass, and you could replant sod right into that area immediately. If you use one of the newer Roundup products that have soil active ingredients, then you'd have to wait 4 months. That's why you want just that one. Roundup was a wonderfully successful product for 30 years, and the company then decided, okay, we have so much invested in that name, let's turn it into a product line. Let's open up some other products and call them all Roundup, and there'll be different variations of things. And that really makes it hard for me as a broadcaster. You want the original Roundup. Nurseryman will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got to handle that at my parents' house and my girlfriend's house. In my house, I've got stickers coming up, the little round, hard sand burrs that really stick you.
All right. And for those, you use a pre-emergent weed killer, and the time for that is sometime in the next 10 days. You put down either Dimension or Baylan or Holtz, and then you repeat that 90 days later. That's for grass burrs or sand burrs. That'll work. Hey, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Let me go to Ann in Fort Worth. I know I can help her quickly. You have a hen bit problem. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I do. We live rather remotely in the northwest Tarrant County. And even though we're in a development, it is we have some acreage. And the hen bit is just horrible. And I also have a lot of blue bonnets. So I can't use just a broadcast thing.
Let me explain to folks. Hen bit is the plant that has little scalloped leaves, little round thumbnail-sized leaves that are scalloped, and it has purple flowers. It started 3 or 4 weeks ago and are still out there right now. And it is the easiest weed to eliminate at this point. Mowing will stop it. There's nothing you can spray with blue bonnets around, and I wouldn't recommend spraying hen bit anyway at this point. It's through.
Maybe I don't have hen bit. I looked at your book, and I thought I'd figure it's the one that looks like clover, but it's more invasive than clover. It has little yellow flowers on it.
No, look in my book again. Hen bit has a little purple flower. The photo in my book has a little bud starting.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe I misinterpreted.
Yeah, you may have burr clover, and if you have that, then it's very easily controlled with a 2,4-D product, but that's going to kill your blue bonnets. You'll have to be very...
Well, I don't want to even go there. I'm just
okay.
Going to let them...
I can't help you. I can't help you because what you're trying to do is kill one broadleaf plant in with other broadleaf plants, and there's nothing that specific.
Yeah. Well, I have other places, so I can just go around rather than...
You can be extremely precise. You can put a broadleaf weed killer down on a given spot. 2,4-D is the active ingredient you're looking for, and you put it on a given square foot, and 12 inches away, if you do it on a still day, 12 inches away, you won't have any impact. You can be
okay,
very precise.
Okay, great. And my other question, I have some herbicide that has MSMA in it. I bought it, or listened to you, and I bought it right when it was going out. Is the efficacy still there? I mean,
yes, absolutely. I hope it is. I've got a case.
Okay.
This is my year to spruce up a Bermuda lawn I take care of. So, yep, it's still good.
Okay.
I got to run. I appreciate it. Michael and Trophy Club, you're the only call I have on hold right now. If you will wait through the news, I'll take you right on the other side. Folks, we have several lines open at 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon is pound 820. Call now. This is the best time of the morning. We'll be back after the news.